Welcome to Small Biz Flash, your briefing for small business news, trends, and insights. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. Today, we're discussing the Emergency Savings Account, a rarely used but valuable employee benefit. These gems can help your employees out in a crunch and in turn make your business run smoother. That's coming up right after the news roundup. All right, let's dive in. Rising interest rates and the recent bank failures are squeezing credit supply for small businesses, according to Forbes. The Federal Reserve's most recent rate hike of 25 basis points last week keeps the cost of borrowing on an upward trajectory, since many small companies use adjustable rate loans. Additionally, upheaval in the banking sector from the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank earlier this month, and lower confidence in mid-size and community banks will hinder access to capital, since smaller banks dole out a good chunk of small business loans. Just yesterday, Federal Reserve Governor Philip Jefferson acknowledged the concern, saying the Fed is focused on how depositors moving cash away from smaller banks, quote, could have a disproportionate impact on small businesses, end quote. He added that, quote, we want community and regional banks to be strong, end quote. If you stress out when paying your business's health insurance bill each month, you're in good company. The vast majority of small businesses, 94%, find it challenging to some degree to manage the cost of offering employer-sponsored health insurance, according to a new survey from the National Federation of Independent Business. 56% of small employers reported that they currently offer health insurance to employees, while 44% do not. 88% of small employers who offer health insurance only offer it to full-time employees. The top reason small employers do not offer health insurance is too expensive, with 65% citing cost as a concern. Do you want to do more shopping with small businesses? Several websites can help you find small vendors both nearby and online. One is the American Express Shop Small Online searchable map, and another is from the website and app called Independent We Stand. An article by Mashable also suggests that if you find a small business you like, remember to refer it to your family and friends and also praise it on social media. That kind of reputation building is marketing gold for smaller companies. Another tip? Use online reviews as a general guide, but virtually no business with a high volume of customers is going to get 5 stars. There will always be some issues and some lower ratings. That's okay. Take the totality of the ratings and the comments into account. Small business owners, your finances are the cornerstone of your business. You need the bookkeeping pros at SBS Accounting and Advisors to keep your AP, AR, and financial statements on track. For 16 years, the good folks at SBS have been helping owners like you make better decisions and grow their profits. So go to sbsaccountants.com today to set up a free 30-minute consultation. Use the promo code FLASH to get 20% off your setup fee. Again, that's sbsaccountants.com. The labor market continues to be tight, especially for smaller businesses, as I've documented on this podcast repeatedly over the last few months. Anything owners can do to differentiate themselves in the competitive hunt for workers is a win. Employee benefits is one area where small business owners have to be creative, because often they can't afford the generous benefits and perks larger companies offer. One benefit you may not have considered, but should, is emergency savings accounts, or ESAs. While still relatively rare, they've been growing in popularity over the last few years. We'll talk about the mechanics of how an ESA may operate at your company in a minute, but first, why is this an important benefit option? Statistics from the Federal Reserve show that nearly one-third of Americans would be unable to cover an unexpected expense of $400. Another study by Lending Club in January found that 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, including more than 40% of high-income consumers. Couple that with a general rule of thumb that you need to stash away 3 to 6 months of living expenses in emergency savings, And obviously, there is a huge problem here. There's also a pretty good probability that some of your employees are experiencing this problem. Now, let's take this to the next logical step. Employees that are worried about how to pay for a car repair or a medical bill or whatever unplanned expense crops up are not going to be laser-focused on doing their job. Their productivity will suffer. A 2022 survey by PwC found that among financially stressed employees, 49% said that money worries had a severe or major impact on their mental health in the past year. Money issues not only impact productivity, but they can also negatively influence attendance and engagement. And there's more to the story. The same survey found that 38% of financially stressed employees polled were looking for a new job, while only 16% who were not stressed were job hunting. Put another way, financially stressed employees were twice as likely to be looking elsewhere for employment. So now that we've examined why helping employees put away a rainy day fund is a compelling strategy, let's talk about how to do this as an employer. As we discuss options in broad terms here, remember that you need to consult your financial, HR, and legal counsel when creating any specific program. Late last year, Congress passed the Secure 2.0 Act, which will enable employers to set up ESAs for their employees tied to their retirement accounts beginning in 2024. Employers can automatically opt employees into these accounts and defer up to 3% of their salary to it. But employees who do not wish to be a part of the savings plan can, of course, opt out. While an employer cannot contribute directly to an ESA under Secure 2.0, it can make matching contributions to the employee's retirement account, and the employee can defer some or all of his or her retirement contribution up to $2,500 to the ESA, thereby still getting the benefit of a matching contribution from the employer while at the same time funding the ESA. Outside of the options available within Secure 2.0, an employer could set up an ESA that is not connected to a retirement plan. One platform, called SecureSave, helps businesses run ESAs and says that clients see an average participation rate of 50% among employees. With this kind of program, you as the owner can choose how to help fund the employees' accounts, including if you want to seed the account with a sign-up bonus. One last note on savings. Paying for medical expenses is the most common reason employees tap into their emergency fund, according to data published in a 2022 Betterment report. So if you offer health insurance and you don't have a health savings account or HSA option, you may want to consider that the next time your health insurance comes up for renewal. You may also want to look into setting up a flexible spending account or FSA option as well. Thanks for listening to Small Biz Flash. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. If you enjoy the show, please tell someone about the podcast, and a comment on LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube would be great as well. I sure do appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.